guys. How are you?
Tom, since 2003, you guys are 42-6 following a loss. Why are you guys so good at bouncing back after tough losses?
I don't know. Hopefully we can just go play better than we played last week. Playing a real good team on the road, so it's going to take a big effort. Yeah, we got a big challenge, and hopefully we can get to 1-1.
You had some strong words. Your message was clear after that loss to Kansas City. How have your teammates responded?
We'll see. I mean, Sunday's the important day, so we have two more days to prepare, three more days, and then two more days of practice. But we'll see.
You talked about the attitude not being in quite the right place last game. I guess you think the team's attitude, your attitudes, are in the right place this week?
I hope so. Again, we work pretty hard for 3 hours a week, and we've got to be at our best mentally, physically, emotionally, and this team really tests you. I think they have they play very well at home. We didn't play very well last time we were down there. Kind of got our butt kicked. So it's a tough environment. It's our home opener. We're going to be challenged in a big way. So we got to meet the challenge.
You and Drew have a great history that goes back to the Big Ten days, right?
Yep.
Just that meeting him and then going up against him.
Yeah.
You tell some good stories about that time.
Yeah, we played him maybe my senior year in the Big House, and we beat him. And then he's had a great career. He's a year younger than me and came out and did a great job at San Diego, and then has done a great job at New Orleans. So I think so much of him and his consistency, what he brings to the team. He's just a great player, and he's been a great player for a long time. So he plays well at home. They got a good team. They do a good job with their offense, which means we have to do a real good job with our offense. Sometimes the best defense is to keep your offense on the field. And we're going to have to do a good job with that because you don't want to give those guys, huge time of possession advantage. And we did that last time we were down there. And, we got our butts kicked. So we have to do a much better job.
I was reflecting on some of the games that the Patriots and Saints have played against each other.
Yeah.
And said, like, the 13 game here when you hit Kenbro.
Yeah.
Things like that. Like, that's when I, really appreciated him. And then I'm sure you might remember 09 or prefer to forget that one down there.
Yeah.
But what stands out to you?
Yeah. We've had, some, because we don't play him very much. We play him in the preseason quite a bit. We practice against him. So even though we haven't played him in the regular season, I think we know their team pretty well and their roster, their coaching style. They're not like a – they're a very tough team. I mean, I think they challenge you in every area. They're really well coached. They've got a great offense. Defensively, they've been – coach said they got 17 of their 21 draft picks have been on defense. So they're really trying to, tighten that up. And so it's a tough place to play. It's a big game. Neither team wants to be 0-2. So you got to figure out how to get a win. And everyone's just got to go get the job done. Whatever you're asked to do, you got to do it. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take a big effort from everybody.
Tom, is going to New Orleans in the Superdome special for you, given what you accomplished there early in your career?
Yeah, it wasn't quite against that team, but it's a great place to play. And that was such a quick week. That was a before we knew it, the game was over. But anytime you go back to those places, there's great feelings.
Every team has to evolve over the course of the season. How often does that team change its initial traits, though? For instance, I'm asking, the other day we're concerned about the intensity and commitment and urgency. Can a team change its stripes a little bit quickly?
I think you're always trying to make improvements in every area. So, what you are in September is different than what you're going to be as the season goes on. You're trying to see where your deficiencies are, and you're trying to make improvements. And obviously what we did the other night is not good enough by any means in any particular phase of the game, at any position. You get out scored by 21 points or out gained by 200 yards in the fourth quarter. There's a lot of things that need some adjusting. And hopefully we can identify those things as quickly as possible and gain confidence in what we're doing so we can go out there and execute well and play well against a very good team. This team, you know, isn't going to make it easy on us. You know, we have to go earn it, just like the last team. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, there's not a bunch of easy plays out there. There's no magic play you can call, or, you know, you just got to make no excuse and go make the play. And, you know, we're all going to be challenged with that opportunity.
It's kind of a matter of will then?
Absolutely. I think that's important, and you bring it every day. There's urgency in practice, and there's, you know, the coaches put a lot of pressure on us. Veteran players and leaders put a lot of pressure on you because you're trying to perform at a very high level. And when you, you know, get beat the way we got beat, I don't think, you know, I think that sat with everyone for, you know, a very long time. And, you know, we're going to have to go do something about it. I mean, no one else can do it for us. We're the only guys in the locker room. I mean, no one else is putting on the uniform. You know, it's only us. It's up to us to go do something about it. So that's what we have to be able to do.
Thanks for telling me. Threw a lot of deep balls in the game the other day, particularly in the fourth quarter. Is there a sense of desperation that you guys needed? You felt like you couldn't move the ball and you needed to do chunk plays to get back in it?
I think, you know, we had some short guys on the routes and some deep guys. The ball just ended up going there. But, you know, you're trying to spread the ball around evenly to different guys, and I think that's the best part of playing offense is to have guys at different levels and then throw it where they're not. So, thank you, guys.
Thank you.